400 ordinary and auxiliary bishops and archbishops are gathered in Rio de Janeiro this month to discuss how the priest shortage is radically changing parish life across Brazil's staggering 250 dioceses. Among them is U.S. native and Franciscan religious Bishop Elias James Manning. He came to Brazil as a young 24-year-old priest, but has recently retired as Bishop of the Diocese of Valencia in the ecclesial province of Rio de Janeiro. He spoke to my colleague who is in Brazil following the General Assembly of the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, Silvane Prots, about how the bishops want to foster greater lay participation in community life.
Something which receives a lot of value here in Brazil are our communities. I came to Brazil, I was 24 years old when I came, and accustomed to the North American system of parishes. We have our small communities in the U.S. also, but here in Brazil, in the diocese where I work, we had over 250 communities. Many of our communities here in Brazil, with a great number of communities, are not able to have daily or weekly or even monthly mass. The number of priests are not sufficient to take care of all of our communities. So here in Brazil, the lay ministers receive a lot of value. Ministers of the Eucharist, ministers of baptism, lay ministers, and qualified witnesses for a matrimony. Also, the diocese are permitted to a permission of Rome. The bishop can name some people as qualified witnesses of, I don't know what they're called, and I'm translating from Portuguese, but lay people who are able to witness weddings. We have these ministries to help with the lack of priests in our diocese, in our parishes. And I think the main subject of our present assembly is very important because we have to support more our communities and create our parishes as centers of community life. There was a tendency in the past to concentrate things in the main parish, in the center. And the other smaller communities were considered as sort of just branches where once in a while a mass would be said. But we're trying to give more value to the small communities where they have their own life, especially centered around the Eucharist and the Word of God, Sacred Scripture. We give a lot of value here in Brazil to what we call biblical circles. I don't know what they're called in English in other countries, but círculos bíblicos, biblical circles here in Brazil. A study in small groups, at times by families who live near, or by street, people living on the same street, coming together maybe once a week, and studying the Bible with a planned study. It's the diocese and even the Conference of Bishops prepare small books to help the people in this biblical study and usually wind up in prayer at the end. So it's not just study, but study that leads to prayer. And this is done in the small communities. And in our parishes are trying to get away from concentrating everything in the center, in the parish center, and giving more value to the small communities that are connected. And many in poor areas and rural areas far away from the main church.
That was Bishop Elias James Manning, Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Valença, speaking to my colleague Silvane Prots. I'm Emer McCarthy.